Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beach Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in Junitachi. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tachi cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort.
Good food, great friends, patriotic fellowship. Come celebrate 250 years of freedom with the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County. Join us Sunday, June 28th from 11 to 3 p.m. at Templeton Park for a delicious tri-tip barbecue. Visit with Republican candidates and elected officials. Hear patriotic remarks from District Attorney Dan Dow. Adults are $40, kids are free. Get your tickets at rpsloc.org. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Sheriff's Office encourages residents to report illegal fireworks activity. A Tascadero man arrested for home burglary. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. With the 4th of July approaching, the County Sheriff's Office is encouraging residents to report the use of illegal fireworks in San Luis Obispo County. In partnership with Slow County Crime Stoppers, to prevent the sale, possession, and use of illegal fireworks, they are offering a reward of $500 for information that leads to the identification and arrest of individuals possessing illegal fireworks with the intent to sell them. Illegal fireworks pose a serious threat to public safety and can lead to fires, injuries, and property damage, the Sheriff's Office says. All fireworks, other than permitted professional displays, are prohibited in all unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County. Anyone with information regarding the possession or sale of illegal fireworks is encouraged to contact the Fireworks Reporting Hotline at 805-781-1933. Do not call 911 to report illegal fireworks use. The San Luis Obispo Police Department arrested an Atascadero man in connection to a burglary. Police responded to a residential burglary report on Tuesday, June 16th, near Carpenter and Hathaway in San Luis Obispo. Detectives identified David Hall of Atascadero as a person of interest. On Friday, June 19th, police conducted a probation compliance search of Hall's residence and vehicles. Hall was arrested after the search for burglary, resisting arrest, and probation violation. The San Luis Obispo Police Department says the case is still active, with several other burglaries or thefts in the area possibly related. Paso Robles School Board to approve War Memorial Stadium construction project. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The next Paso Robles School Board meeting is tonight, starting at 6, prior to closed session. One of the action items for tonight is the War Memorial Monument Construction Project. War Memorial Stadium was built in dedication to the 12 Bearcats who died in World War II. This agenda item is the final approval for the construction project. The estimated cost of the project is not to exceed $110,000. About $90,000 will be for the contractor and $13,000 for the brass plaques. Donations collected by the district under Fund 40 will reimburse their expenses. The goal is to have the plaque completed in time for the first home football game this coming school year. Paso Robles Recreation is launching Paso Play in the Garden, a free workshop designed to connect children with nature at the Uptown Family Park on 36th Street. Workshops will go on every other month on the fourth Saturday through the end of the year. The kickoff event, Butterflies and Blooms, will be held this Saturday, June 27th, from 11 a.m. to noon. Children will create seed bombs with a pollinator-friendly wildflower seeds and make a butterfly craft and explore the garden to identify host and feeding plants. This will culminate with a butterfly release. No registration is required to attend the event, but interested families can also find more information about it at the City of Paso Robles website. The Templeton CSD is seeking interested community members to serve on its internal standing committees. These committees are tasked with reviewing various projects, financial reports, and informational items to offer to the CSD Board of Directors. They meet 3 to 5 times per year or as needed. The CSD is seeking members for the following committees: Administration Finance Committee, concerned with the financial management of the district, including the preparation of its annual budget; Water and Wastewater Utilities Committee, concerned with the operations and maintenance of the wastewater treatment plant, lift stations, and wells; Fire and Emergency Management Committee, concerned with the fire department's effectiveness, efficiency, incident response, and health, safety, and wellness of the community; Parks and Recreation and Refuse Committees, which oversees recreation activities in the park; and the Measure A Oversight Committee, which oversees the funding and expenditures of the CSD's annual tax to fund Templeton Fire and Emergency Services 24/7 staff. Interested applicants should submit an application by August 10th. They can be found at templetoncsd.org. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Orioles beat the Angels 6-1, the Padres shut out the Braves 1-0, Dodgers beat the Twins 2-1, Tigers over the Yankees 5-3. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Giants, the Angels will go against the Orioles, the Padres will face the Braves, the Dodgers will go against the Twins, the Yankees will face the Tigers. In California news, a shooting in Butte County Library left 2 people dead yesterday afternoon. The incident was reported at about 5 p.m., where sounds of gunshots and people screaming could be heard from inside the Chico branch of the library. When police entered the library, the suspect fled out the back. Police apprehended the suspect, but they have not yet named him. 6 days after the fire erupted at a massive frozen food storage facility near downtown Los Angeles, and firefighters have yet to enter the building. Warehouse fires are typically put out in a day or so, but the Los Angeles Fire Department says cold storage facilities can take weeks. Their heavily insulated ceilings, roofs, and walls make them difficult to extinguish, and firefighters have not entered the building due to the danger posed by floor-to-ceiling steel rack shelving. California has filed a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency, alleging efforts to interfere with the state government's ability to enforce emission standards and anti-pollution regulations. EPA submitted waivers to Congress to reclassify California's Clean Air Act as rules subject to congressional approval, effectively subjecting them to the Congressional Review Act. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this year, South Dakota's Black Hills hosted the 2026 Livestock Marketing Association's annual convention in Deadwood and the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship at St. Ange Livestock. And this year, 31 of North America's top livestock auctioneers were in town competing for that world-renowned title of 2026 World Livestock Auctioneer Champion.
The moment we've all been waiting for, your 2026 World Livestock Auctioneer Champion is... Mr. James Thompson!
Incredible. It's what a host market that we had, and what a host city that we had here in Deadwood, South Dakota. One of the most well-attended conventions that LMA's ever had, and so special. Such a great competition there. There was so much talent, and I'm so lucky to come out on top.
As the new champion, Thompson also told me that he hopes to help highlight the work being done by the LMA and livestock auction markets across the entire country. Again, congratulations to Billings, Montana's Jace Thompson. Are you a cattle or sheep producer looking to market to a nationwide audience? If so, the consignment deadline for Western Video Market's 37th annual July sale in Reno is June 25th. Don't miss your chance to market your livestock in one of our nation's premier video auctions, July 13th through the 15th in Reno, Nevada. Reach top buyers from across the country. Contact your local Western Video Market rep today or visit WVMcattle.com. Western Video Market, let the professionals go to work for you.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes. Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness, starting at 2. 40 years ahead of the science, you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and more. Learn from the master, Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the 7 laws of radiant overall health. Tips from the Master, Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness. For more information, go to GaryWhiting.com or 530-410-5270.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you a truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. A recently launched online computer program not only helps producers determine whether irrigation systems are applying water uniformly, but can also estimate the cost of wasted energy, water, and fertilizer. Dubbed the Distribution Uniformity and Return on Investment Estimator, the free program identifies areas of an irrigation system needing maintenance, repairs, or upgrades to improve distribution uniformity. It also translates the distribution uniformity score into an estimated financial return on investment based on estimated water, energy, and fertilizer savings, as well as estimated potential yield improvements. Statewide, the impacts could be huge, according to irrigation experts Jim Anschnutz and Inge Boskiner, who created the tool. California has more than 4 million acres irrigated with low-flow micro-sprinkler and drip irrigation. Of those, about 3.4 million acres have not been tested. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. West-southwest winds at about 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s. West-southwest winds at about 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Thursday and Friday. Partly cloudy on Saturday. Sunny skies Sunday and Monday. And partly cloudy on Tuesday. Low 80s Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Upper 70s on Monday. 76 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Cape Ural News Time is 6:21.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are skidding, with investors back to concerns about artificial intelligence spending. SpaceX is expected to borrow significantly, $20 billion in bonds. Analysts at CFRA are recommending investors sell SpaceX shares. Also, investors expect the Federal Reserve to take more aggressive action to tackle inflation. Crude oil prices have pulled back. Brent crude at $77, West Texas Intermediate at $73. Delta CEO Ed Bastian tells Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo that bookings continue to be resilient. Higher airfares to deal with fuel prices have not impacted demand. He says lower-income consumers are pulling back, but that generally is not Delta's customer. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
So Ryan and I came to the decision to get life insurance when I was pregnant with our first son. He really wanted us to be taken care of if something happened to him. He provided for our family in life and also after his death. I think that would make him proud. Ethos makes it fast and easy to get life insurance. Apply in minutes and get same day coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
VRE number 021-99910.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we're ready for freedom of speech, which is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices and the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to participate. All right, we're here. Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, Barry, he has got, 36 million people are doing this in the United States. It's orchids. How about that? The Five Cities Orchid Society, Mr. Ed Lysak will be in. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Supervisor John Pishong. All right, so information as always here on The Right Choice. Okay, I got an email in. And it's just... anyway, here it goes. Let's see the title. Sheriff's Department. So they want the citizens to rat out our friends and neighbors with an offer of $500. Why not make the offer about illegal drug use? Several years ago, the city wanted its residents to rat out about water use on certain days. That was the on-off and stuff. And meanwhile, the city continues to allow more houses and hotels to be built. I assume they use water. Well, yes, they do. But the regarding the sheriff's department, it's a warning because, you know, last year we had a terrible fire and there were laws in place and so forth. I just know from life's experience, if you do have these things and you get caught, that you're going to get in trouble. But I wouldn't be telling a lot of people, if any. So what's here, and it says they do not call 911 to report illegal fireworks. I'm assuming that you would just call the local authorities in your area, whether it's county or city. Again, fireworks, they're other than permitted, professional displays are prohibited. So I'm not a ratter-outer, but Chris, you not even the holidays, but you have that stuff, I think you've said, go off in your neighborhood, right?
Every once in a while, yes. You know, I'm usually not a rat, but I wish I could in this instance.
Really?
It's annoying. It's incredibly annoying, and it's illegal, isn't it?
Yes.
So, I mean, why not?
Okay.
Look, people get away with a lot of stuff, and I usually don't mind, but in this case, I've just found it so annoying that I just want it to stop. I don't want them to, like, you know, go to jail or anything, but I want them to just stop.
Okay, because they're doing it at night, obviously.
They're doing it at night, and it's not only the firework as well, but every time one of those fireworks gets set off, somebody's car alarm goes off in the neighborhood as well. So you got the firework noise, and then for the next 10 minutes, all you hear is beep, beep, beep while you're trying to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Is there a possibility that people in the neighborhood know who's doing it?
I wouldn't know. I don't talk to my neighbors all that much.
Okay.
I'm not an unfriendly neighbor, but I just don't.
No, I understand. You know, you just may see them and recognize them and maybe wave a hand or something like that, but you don't get into detailed conversations with them.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. Well, sir, thank you for the email. Hope you don't get caught. Let's see.
I do think 500 is a little low, though. If you want me to rat out somebody, you're going to have to offer me a little bit more dough.
500?
Yeah.
Well, you're not doing anything. All you're doing is making a call and maybe answering some questions. 500 bucks for that?
I'm doing something. I'm ratting somebody out. You're going to have to give me a little bit more to be a rat.
Oh, man. I can't feel. See, folks, I may have brought this up. It was last year because I had a guy coming on Sound Off. And I always call it the bullpen. We sit in my office and we talk. And this guy, very, 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 very successful businessman. That means Lincoln and Jackson's, although you wouldn't know it. Both him and I agreed that we still think $100 is a lot of money. So, Chris, what would it take? $1,000?
$1,000.
$1,000. All right. Call Ian Parkinson. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Christopher. Kevin, I don't think a lot of people know this yet, even though it's out there. The city of Paso Robles, in our last trial for the quiet title, has removed themselves from the court case.
Wait a minute. Wait, so, Greg, hold on. They have removed themselves?
The BBKA, the lawyers for the city of Paso Robles, have filed to withdraw in the last two affirmative defenses, which are called Pueblo and Treaty Rights, on June 17th of 2026. So a judgment is coming from the court on July 15th. Final trial would be, if it goes to that, August 17th, and the quiet title action will be over.
What's the reason that the city of Paso Robles gave for that, for withdrawing?
Personally, I feel that they don't want to look like a loser, so they're just not showing up to the game.
Well, Greg, that's what I was saying, because they're getting their head handed to them. But they've spent over, you know, they've spent over $5 million of the taxpayer money to go all through this.
Well, yeah, so millions of dollars have been spent. The city, I don't care what they say, the county spent over $3 million just on the one attorney. That's the outside attorney. These guys have to be the same with BBK, and then you have the inside workings. So as for the county's part, the one attorney that's been the person that works with the outside attorney has been working on this case for 13 years and makes over $100,000 a year. So there's another million something. So they can claim whatever they want to claim. San Miguel is the last man standing. They've spent over $2 million on this case. Paso Robles will be sought to have to pay for the cost of the expert witnesses. So 2 days before they got out, they had delivered 38,000 pages of documents, 190 documents with 38,000 pages in them, claiming that they had a Pueblo treaty right to water.
Well, you know, again, Greg, we go back to the advice of the attorneys. And the staff, you know, whether it's school boards or, you know, whomever, the city in this case, did their attorneys give them wrong advice simply because they were going to get paid? Or are the attorneys that ignorant to the California Constitution?
I think that the people that listen to the attorneys are so ignorant that they can't do a little work on their own to understand that this was a no-win. So if you followed the state constitutional law, if you followed California's law, water law, you would have spent your money on your surplus water and your other water to handle your needs and to solve the problem, which you were supposed to do, instead of going to an attorney and trying to take other people's water rights away, claiming you had a right to do that. Everybody has a right to sue somebody. Okay, but that doesn't make it right, and that's not following the law or the procedures, what you're supposed to do. They wanted to put the onus on the people that filed the quiet title, who were protecting their properties and themselves from all of this garbage that's going on.
You know,
and here we are.
I know
13 years later.
I know this won't happen, but I would like to see the city of Paso Robles have to pay back the people who have put in to defend for the quiet title. I mean,
well, the attorneys are going to go after them for the work that was put in. Now, you can't go for attorney's fees, but you can go for all the other costs. So the cost for the expert witnesses and everything else that goes along with the case can be sought, because they drug it out as long as they could drag it out to make it cost as much as they could make it cost, to make it take as long as they could make it take, knowing that they were wrong.
Well, isn't this a case, because I think it was brought up on Sound Off the other day, and I forget who was on, but saying that, look, government pushes the people because they know that, you know, individuals are for the most part, groups of people will not invest the money to sue, to come after the government for doing things, so they abuse their power. In this case, they got into they started with the wrong lady, with Cindy, and then I don't know how many of us are in on this lawsuit. I don't know the number.
There was 830 properties.
Okay.
A few have gotten out because they sold their properties and they left, and the new people didn't know anything about it. But that being said, so back in 2016 to 2022, there was an extra charge that was laid upon people wanting to build a house over the Paso Robles groundwater basin. So if you bought some land or you got some land and you wanted to build a house, you were charged an extra fee, about $5,000. And there's $724,000 in this offset trust fund.
Mm-hmm.
They're using that trust fund now. They transferred it back. They put it in the consent agenda back in December of 25. And they transferred it to use for small farm operators in water conservation. So they're using it to pay people that will fallow their land up to almost $10,000 for 20 acres over. You're going to love this. So you have to get a deed restriction on your property for 14 years till 2039. And then you'll get a few payments that equal that amount that you have to pay taxes on that money. And you're going to restrict your land with a deed restriction for you to fallow your ground. And then that's till the end of this month. Then it opens up to larger properties. The point is, they took money from people building homes to pay for cash for grass and right. and appliances and other kinds of things to retrofit houses where people couldn't afford to do it. None of that really took place. So here they are with this money. So they transfer the money into a different thing. They should have gave it back to the people who had to pay it, because right. that changed their base tax rate on their home. But instead, they're using it for this. Now, if you don't own your property outright, and you don't tell your lender you're putting the property with a covenant on it, restricting use on the land, that the land was valued when you got the loan at X, and now you're changing that value to Y, that's illegal. So why anybody would put a 14-year lien on their property to not be able to use it for a few $1,000s is ridiculous.
Well, Greg, something just popped into my head that I've been wondering about, and it's this is going to be just because my ignorance on the issue. Now, we know a lot of vineyards have been stripped. I see it going home every single day. Now, is it my understanding that even though they're stripped, they're still using the water, or have they already established a history where they don't have to waste the water?
Well, everybody can establish, quote unquote, a history. People that live over the land don't lose their right to irrigate because they stopped irrigating. They only lose their right to irrigate if they put some kind of covenant on their property because they got paid to not do something. So all of these grapes that are being pulled out, all of this ground that's being fallowed, when you take the vines out, that's one tax. When you take the T-posts out and the wires and the irrigation, you take all that stuff out, your property taxes should go down immensely. Your property will be reevaluated. The county will lose a lot of tax money besides the fact that you're not using that much groundwater.
Okay.
So we don't have the problem. We don't have the problem that they initiated with the planning ordinance, which caused the quiet title action in the first place.
Right.
We don't have the problem that they were always claiming. And this is just another way. You know, normally things correct themselves. And the guys that were involved with Bruce Gibson pushing the fact that a few people could use as much water as they wanted and the rest of us could pay the price is just simply ridiculous. This is time, this right now, because all they want to do is they say, you guys are getting the benefit of management over the basin, but you should pay for that management over the basin. Well, I will tell everybody out there, this is the time to adjudicate the basin. If the management of these guys has not been any management for over 20 years, the best way to manage a basin is to adjudicate the basin. You take the annual safe yield, which is the number you can take out every year.
Right.
You divide the acres in it, and that's how much water you get, and you do what you want. You don't need another attorney. You don't need another board. You don't need any of this other crap. And you get done with this stuff with these. And then it doesn't matter what your historic use is.
Right.
Because
okay.
It's salt.
I'm going to go back also on this, and if this makes sense to anybody. We have had some increases in taxes here, and it was supposedly for the roads in Paso Robles specifically. So, again, a little naive here. If the city of Paso Robles hadn't gotten into this lawsuit, which they shouldn't have, that $5 million could have been a year's worth of doing basic infrastructure on our roads instead of asking the people for another tax increase or, you know, a measure or whatever the hell it's been in the... You know, the X amount of times they've tried to do this. So, you know, again, the people need to be aware of how their money is being mismanaged.
Okay, you are 100% correct. Think about all the internal workings that go on besides what they're paying the outside attorneys on the time spent by these employees working on something that doesn't matter instead of something that does matter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And all they have to do is, you're already paying for nasty water, use it. You're already paying your wastewater, clean it and recharge it. You're already paying for certain things. Why are you wasting time and effort on not completing the good things to fight other people for no reason?
Right. Yep. Well, good news. Thanks, Greg.
You got it. Take care.
All right. On the text, I've been listening to KPRL listeners complain about the poor performance of public employees for 20 years. Interestingly, none of them have ever called in to defend their work product or performance. Well, public employees is that's a large group. I wouldn't say the basic employees. It is, again, from my experience here, that the complaints are about the leaders, not the I don't mean this to be negative or derogatory, but the rest of us poor working class people. I have dealt with those people for years. They're fantastic. We've had some issues here regarding some things, with the water and just some other things. They've been great to work with. The complaints that we get, whether it's emails or on the air, is from the leaders, whether it's the city manager or the council people. That's the issue. So, in a sense, you can then blame the people of Paso Robles because they're in, you know, the council's situation. They're electing them, and they're re-electing them. So, all right. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. On their motion to strike the affirmative defenses does not let them out of the case. It just means that they can't try the affirmative defenses. They're still in the case.
Well, but they, well, okay, you're an attorney, so maybe Greg misspoke a little bit, but they probably see the whitey. Okay.
Yeah. Go, they Greg, don't want to spend money on trying their affirmative defenses.
Dale, if you don't want me to say anything, I won't say anything. Have a good day. Okay? Or ask a question about it. All right. Let's see. What else do we have? There's a couple of things I want to get into. I saw an editorial, and this has to do with the words that I brought up, or the word I brought up yesterday about eradicate. And it's from Dorian Baker, and it's in Karen's Calcos News. It's a very good opinion piece. But there is a part of this that when I saw it, I said, nope, we can't let this happen. And we will get into that this morning. It has to do with intimidation. So, anyway. Also, this was brought up last week on the Sound Off, I think on Friday with Kenny and Darsha, is that the Paso Robles School District will no longer keep recordings of their meetings after 30 days, which is, that's under California law. They can do that. Now, the reason from what I think I heard on Friday is because of, for legal reasons. Now, they have to keep a copy of it, though, if somebody requests it. Okay? Now, the official board minutes and written journals must be retained indefinitely by California school districts. Audio-video recordings, 30 days minimum. Districts may erase these recordings after 30 days, though local policies vary. Some California districts preserve them for up to 270 days or store them online for up to 90 days. Maybe people in the school district have a thought on two things. One is 30 days enough to keep the recordings? And if they're saying they're doing this for legal purposes, that's an interesting thought to, let's just say, bounce around in your head. Find it interesting that, again, if this is true, that they're deciding to do this as they're going into a an election season where they're asking for $400 million. Okay. But this also gets into something about written requests. And Susanna touched on it yesterday. And folks, this is pretty, pretty scary stuff. But more on that a little bit. We got to go.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598. With the 4th of July approaching, the County Sheriff's Office is encouraging residents to report the use of illegal fireworks in San Luis Obispo County. They are offering a reward of $500 for information that leads to the identification and arrest of individuals possessing illegal fireworks with the intent to sell them. Call 805-781-1933 to report them. Do not call 911 to report illegal fireworks use. Paso Robles Recreation Department is launching Paso Play in the Garden, a free workshop designed to connect children with nature at the Uptown Family Park on 36th Street. Workshops will go on every end of their month on the fourth Saturday through the end of the year. The kickoff event will be this Saturday, June 27th from 11 a.m. to noon. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero. Voted the best mortgage company in the North County.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Ted Linden. Republicans leading into their achievements to win the midterms. They're relying on President Trump to help get the message across. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levin on Fox's Hannity said immigration and tax cuts are the GOP's bread and butter.
Secure borders, deporting the worst of the worst violent, illegal, alien murderers and rapists from our country, cutting taxes, which he did nearly 1 year ago. We're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of his historic One Big Beautiful Bill, the largest tax cut for working families and middle-class Americans.
And a Biden-appointed federal judge Monday blocking the use of a federal database to check citizenship. It was designed to identify illegally registered non-citizen voters, but U.S. District Judge Sparkle Suknanan said it's unlawful and cannot be used. He argued there's a danger it could wrongly purge voters from the rolls. America's listening to Fox News.
The Red Scooter Deli, with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles, has free delivery up to 5 miles and deliveries 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Order online or call 805-237-1780 to order great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to RedScooterDeli.com and use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
All righty, it's, let's see here, 8.5 minutes away from 7. Right choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
We have our first blockbuster trade of the NBA's offseason. Milwaukee Bucks franchise icon Giannis Antetokounmpo is heading to the Miami Heat, along with Bobby Portis, for four players, three first-round picks, including the number 13 pick in tonight's NBA draft, one pick swap, and a second-round pick. Antetokounmpo spent 13 years with the Bucks, went to 10 All-Star games, won two league MVPs, and led Milwaukee to their first championship in 50 years back in 2021, winning Finals MVP that season. In return, Milwaukee receives four players in their 20s and multiple picks as the Bucks look to rebuild their franchise. They went just 32-50 a season ago. But that's not the only deal. The Brooklyn Nets acquired three-time All-Star forward Julius Randle from the Minnesota Timberwolves in a three-team deal that sends Nick Claxton to the Chicago Bulls. Bulls forward Mo Gieh goes to the Timberwolves, with draft picks moving between the three teams. On the college diamond, the Oklahoma Sooners bashed their way to their first national title since 1994, beating North Carolina 13-2 in a winner-take-all Game 3 of the College World Series. North Carolina finished runner-up for the third time since 2006. They have yet to win a national title. And it took until the bottom of the ninth, but the Colorado Rockies held scoreless all game, beat the visiting Boston Red Sox on a three-run, bases-loaded triple off star closer Aroldis Chapman by Jake McCarthy in the Rocks' 3-2 walk-off win over the Sox. And that's your look at sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside, and Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Well, guess what? Yep, you guessed right. Mainly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Generally clear tonight and overnight, lows in the low 50s. Sunny, mid-80s again on your Wednesday. Thursday, guess what? We will be in the low 80s. Same Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, upper 70s, mid-70s a week from today. That sounds and will feel good. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:49 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 55 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979 in Atascadero.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier.
Ah!
As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that is home, sweet home. No place like home. No place like home. Looking to my left once again. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I got a phone message yesterday. This is all I had. Well, I didn't write down the phone number, but it just said two domestic pigs are in somebody's yard here in darn near Paradise, and it's tearing up the yard. Two domestic pigs. I have the phone number in my office, but that was all the information that was left. So there you go. You lose one or find one, winged or webbed, two-footed or more, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitter, TascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, running out of time here. It's 4.5 minutes away from 7 at the right choice. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. Every day they're open. Breakfast and lunch contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, I need to know what this is. What this is, the name of the magazine. It was first published. Well, let me back up here. First published in March of 1886 in New York City as a family magazine. It was later transformed into a literary magazine, and since 1965, not only has it become one of the best-selling magazines, also considered a controversial magazine at times, it has become a woman's magazine. What is the magazine? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What is it? Originally started way back when as a family magazine. Boy, has it transformed. Okay. And it's, I think its heyday started in the 1960s, mid-1960s. And away we go.
Oh.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. That would be the Cosmopolitan.
Cosmopolitan. Are you a subscriber, sir?
No.
No. Okay. That was a definite hard no. All right, man.
That's a definite hard no.
All right. May I have your name, sir?
Chris Smith.
All right, Chris. I have you down as a qualifier. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Now it's more targeted towards women's fashion, sports, and modern interest. The person who really helped turn it around was, I'm sure many of you remember the name of, Helen Gurley Brown, and she turned it into more of a women's empowerment magazine, and it's about, all kinds of things, let's just say, health, career, self-improvements, celebrities, fashion, horoscope, beauty, and relationships, etc., 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 and it's done very well. By the way, it is, it is owned by the Hearst Communications. Randolph Hearst purchased it, and there's two different figures, either $400,000 or about $1 million way back when, that was in 1905. It varies from $400,000 and $1 million, and then it started to go, but it was in the mid-60s. When Helen Gurley Brown, because it was at the beginning of the women's movement, and is still around. A couple of the celebrities who've appeared on the cover, it was the first one, I believe, was Elizabeth Taylor, and then years later, in the 80s, when she was big time, Madonna also on the cover.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The San Luis Obispo Police Department arrested an Atascadero man in connection to a burglary. Police responded to a residential burglary on Tuesday, June 16th, near Carpenter and Hathaway in San Luis Obispo. Detectives identified David Hall of Atascadero, and he was arrested on Friday, June 19th. Paso Robles School Board meeting is tonight, starting at 6 prior to closed session. One of the action items for tonight is the approval of the War Memorials Monument Construction Project. War Memorial Stadium was built in dedication to the 12 Bearcats who died in World War II. This agenda item is the final approval for the construction project. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-80s, it's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Does anybody remember, was it Burt Reynolds who posed? Was he on the cover of Cosmopolitan, or am I mixing it up with Joe Namath or Burt Reynolds in Playgirl or something like that? I can't remember. Anyway, all right, 2 hours to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, and lots more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.